this is Mark, and you are listening to the King of Queens podcast. I have on a very special guest, Lynn. How are you doing, Lynn?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to do this. Really appreciate it.
Of course.
You and I discussed doing this podcast, I don't know, like over a year and a half ago.
It was a year ago in November. I can remember it really well.
Wow. And, you know, I don't know why, just everything happened where I couldn't do it, and then this and that, and another thing. And I felt like I didn't have the vision that I had. And I don't know. It wasn't even more than 2 months ago that I kind of had this little vision of doing the podcast. And I'm like, you know what? If the domain name King of Queens podcast is available, I'm doing it. And it was available, which surprisingly.
Surprises me too.
And there we go. Now we have the podcast. Now what do we do with it? You know, and but yeah, episode 5. What episode are we talking about tonight?
Paternal affairs.
Yeah, this is a fun episode. This is like one of the first. I mean, they're all funny. They all have something that makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. But this one gets into a little bit more of the moments of like sweetness.
Yes, I agree.
Sadness also. Kind of, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
I think it's one where it really starts to gel. It really fleshes out the relationship between Doug and Arthur in a really sweet way.
Yeah.
Especially at the very end.
Yeah, and this aired originally on October 18th, 1998.
Okay.
Which is bananas, if you really think about it.
That's crazy to think that at that time, I had a 1 to 13-month-old
son. Wow, that's awesome.
And was pregnant with my second one. And right now, my oldest one can go to his high school reunion this year.
Wow. Well,
I know.
As time goes on, the great thing is King of Queens remains the same.
Remains timeless. Remains classic. Yes, it does.
Some of the top TV shows, they're kind of the same. They're almost predictable. ER, Friends, Frasier. Touched by an Angel, which I never watched, but I know is popular. And Veronica's Closet, which I never heard of. Mm-hmm. Maybe I heard of it. I don't know it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this one's directed by Brian Roberts. Writer is David Bickle. You know, it's like a lot of names get thrown around in these early episodes. A lot of people don't like the first season. What do you think of the first season?
I like the first season. I think like a lot of sitcoms, it didn't really hit its stride till probably 3 or 4, but I do like the first season. I know season 9 in a lot of message groups and King isn't a fan favorite for a lot of people, but mm-hmm. I think season 1, you know, like I said, and I thank goodness CBS gave it time to find its footing, because nowadays, if you know, you don't find your footing after 3 days, you're gone.
Yeah, you have 3 episodes, literally. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the other thing I was really thinking about is Kevin James really was kind of a trailblazer, because in the 90s, in late 80s, every single other sitcom was Mom and Dad and Sassy Kids. And apparently he made it very, very clear to the network that this show was not going to have kids, and they didn't until the very last episode, because he goes, I'm not having Carrie be pregnant, and then the next season the kid is 5 and sassing off to me. Mm-hmm. It's going to be about me, Carrie, and her father-in-law, and we're the unholy triangle, and then there are supporting cast of characters around us.
Yeah, I mean, I do like when we bring in Major and the other kid.
Palmer, Major Palmer, and then Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby. I think they're welcome at that point. But at that point, the show's already established.
Right.
It's, you know,
and they're only in very supporting scenes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was laughing the other day about thinking about poor Major, because wasn't he the one who had the baton twirling? We smirked when you mentioned Major's baton lessons. They're like, no. And remember on Halloween, he showed up dressed as Blossom.
Oh my God. He's like, I'll have a Mary Jane. Take a 3 Musketeer.
I think that's a lateral move, Deke.
Yeah, it's like 3 guys in tights.
Sounds like a lateral move.
Very funny. Very good stuff.
And so they had kids in there, and they were just very infrequent, and they weren't always there. So you had your kid fix, but it wasn't constant.
I also want to point out, if you look at the screen right now in the top right, there's this like device on the house that you don't see too often anymore. And that's an antenna, TV antenna.
My neighbors across the street have an antenna.
You know, there are a few houses around here that have antennas, but I think it's primarily because they never took them down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For instance, I have a satellite dish that came with my house. Mm-hmm. And the wires are cut. You know, like, we don't use that. But, you know, if you take it off the roof, all of a sudden you have these holes in the roof.
Yep.
So it's like, just leave it. It's fine. But yeah, so this episode's kind of interesting. Doug and Carrie are celebrating their anniversary with cake, and he walks in, and a kind of a rare moment with Carrie. Carrie doesn't normally indulge in like she does in this scene, and I think Doug kind of, he loves it.
Is this the ring watch?
Is this the ring watch? Yeah, you can see it, right? It's a ring. It's a watch.
It's a ring. It's a watch.
Harry, he comes in the kitchen. He catches her mid frosting.
Yes.
Oh, that is beautiful in so many ways.
Shut up.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, baby.
So I've been overly critiquing every episode. And people are like, jeez, Mark, shut up already. But so this picture right here on the refrigerator, you can see my mouse pointer. It's my opinion. I think it's Leah Remini with her real husband, and I think it's Kevin James.
Could be.
And it keeps moving.
I do that too. When I rewatch, I look at like magnets and I look at pictures on the refrigerator to see if I can zero in on it.
Yeah. And that's what it looks like to me. And they've not moved this picture. So I'm kind of watching it. I'm also trying to figure out when Kevin James changes out his G-Shock watch for a new watch. Because I was watching season 5 or 6 the other day, and I'm like, oh, wait, that's a new watch. I have to find out when the G-Shock vanishes. So, could be this episode. Maybe I didn't notice.
Oh, man, I want to take you right here with Betty Crocker watching.
Come on, honey, I got to get this ready. People are going to be here at 2, and it's already like 20 of.
Like 20 of? I think a certain person's anniversary gift can tell us the exact time.
1:37.
Isn't it great? Look at that. It's a ring. It's a watch. It's a ring. It's a watch.
It's amazing. It's like he got it for himself, you know?
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
So let's see. Arthur comes in. Arthur, you know, after discussing the show so much lately, I'm really come to the conclusion, I feel as though Arthur's character is like the backbone of the whole show. He was probably famous.
A couple years ago, I went on a rabbit hole and I actually found a pilot with the character actor Jack Carter playing Arthur. And it's of my opinion that had that happened, it would have been one and done over. And what happened was, and there's a theory out there and I can believe it, because when this came on, the greatness that is Jerry Stiller had just come off of Seinfeld, and him and his wife and Mira are New Yorkers. And he said, I don't want to be in LA. And Kevin James allegedly went to the brass and said, here's what we're going to offer him. He's going to be in 3 episodes and then a week off, and we're going to pay him for that 4th week. And they said, do it. And Jerry said, okay. So that's why he's sometimes in Atlantic City. He's just not even mentioned. Oh, you know, and I can believe that too, because, you know, Jerry Stiller really is just a comedy legend. Him and his wife were, I guess, past tense.
Yeah. I feel like the family really didn't need to work, you know, like,
Ben Stiller,
such a success. And Jerry Stiller has had and his wife both had a pretty good career.
They were both legendary. They both could do drama. Mm-hmm. They both could do comedy. I was born in 1965. And when I was a kid, I wanted to be famous so I could be in the show Tattletales, hosted by Bert Convy, because they were on that show like a lot. And they usually would win. They knew each other like the back of their hands. They're also on a Love Boat episode.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yep. And they made the rounds like on the Dick Cavett show and on the Mike Douglas show. And
That's hilarious.
Yep.
They're
both very talented. Okay.
He's coming in with his nautical theme.
Glasses.
Yeah, he wants to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
By the way, Carrie's making a cake, you know? One of my favorite episodes is the episode where she has to bake the cake for the bake sale.
Yes, same.
Oh, really? Is that like, because that was going to be my question is like, what is your favorite episode in the whole show?
every single time I see a recipe where they have to fold an egg, I have to say to myself, whether they're going to be home or not, what is that? It's witchcraft.
It's witchcraft. And I always think about like the scene where it's kind of like she basically gets drunk on the rum. You know, she's making a rum cake.
Let's sober you up and let's get a cake baked.
And calling the mom for a recipe. And a monkey could do it. And it's like, here's Arthur.
Okay.
I wanted to do something special for the party, so I thought I'd go nautical.
Well, you nailed it, Dad.
This is the guest list?
Yes, Dad.
Joe Garber. You invited Joe Garber?
Yes, Dad.
After what that son of a bitch did to me at your wedding? 3 deviled eggs left on a tray. How many does he take? How many?
5.
3 the selfish bastard.
3, sir. 3 the selfish bastard.
That's right.
So this is kind of a trend that Arthur will carry along the entire series. Mm-hmm. Having issues, like even episode 1, when he's at his wife's funeral. Yep. And it's like, I guess my wife dying gives you an appetite.
And Garvin shows up later in this episode, too. Not in the way that we want to, but.
Right. Mm-hmm. But we also have what other times, like where he lines his pockets with aluminum foil. The steak thing where he didn't want fish anymore. He wanted the steak.
That was the wedding with, I hope you enjoyed our little skit. One.
That is one of my favorite little moments.
Same.
That after they come out and they realize the microphone is on.
I hope you enjoyed our little skit.
And
when she goes, it lasted like 5 seconds. He cried. He complained about his mother and they're all just sitting there.
And James
I think that's the line where Deacon says, well, this guy played it right. He slept with both of our wives and now we're giving him gifts or something like that.
Right. And then Kevin James comes in. And he does like a magician type of thing where it's like, it's so funny. It's such a good moment. Mm-hmm. So we're having a little party, you know, of course. We have this little subway weird thing in the beginning, which, let's see. So we're at the party.
Yep.
Doug is, of course, showing. Yeah, this might be her last episode. I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
Watch.
What's your opinion as to, like, whether she should have stayed or gone or given her a different role entirely?
Yeah, I think I'm kind of meh on Sarah. I know a lot of people get all whipped up about it, but sometimes, you know, there's a lot of other supporting characters. I mean, had she stayed, I think they would have made it work. But, you know, sometimes, you know, there was only the 5th episode and they're still fine tuning it.
Yeah, I agree. I think maybe they didn't even expect the show to get picked up or something.
Yeah, that's true. She went to them and said, I have a better offer. You never know. You just don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
Absolutely. And one of the things I think that's would have worked, maybe having her as Doug's sister or something where, because I feel like it would be, Carrie's not the kind of girl who, in my opinion, would grow up with a pretty sister.
Right.
Like, it's not in her attitude. Or she would have been developed very differently, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. But I like the color of having this character. And, you know, it does get fulfilled later, sort of. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel if it had gone on.
That's so neat.
Wait, so.
That's so neat.
So it's a ring. It's a watch. Ring, watch.
Wow, that's so neat. That's so.
Spence, come here. Get a picture of this.
Coming up.
Doug. It's a ring and a watch. No picture can capture both at the same time.
You thought she wanted that strand of pearls thing.
Well, joke's on me, huh?
So Spence is taking pictures of the entire party and kind of getting to town. Aunt Sheila comes over, and Aunt Sheila has like a really big personality.
She does. I like Aunt Sheila.
Yeah, I like her. Let's see. She kind of comes in.
Isn't she Sheila Ratmaster?
Is that her real name? I mean, is that her character's name?
Sheila Ratnester, what a beautiful name.
We're surrounded by friends that we've almost, I mean, we haven't seen most of these people ever, and we never will again. Like this guy, he's like annoyed almost that somebody's showing up.
Oh, between the
whoops.
All right, well, you enjoy that.
And Sheila! Where's your flight?
I don't know. Between the Valium and the Bloody Marys, I basically woke up in the baggage claim.
Oh, such a mouth on you. Give me your coat. Come here. Uncle Hank parking the car?
No. Nope.
Do you know anything about this actress?
Yeah, Brenda Vaccaro. Yeah, she was a very, very big in the 70s and 80s. She did a lot of films. I believe at one point she was engaged to Michael. Michael Douglas, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about her. Like, I mean, she's okay and everything, but she's a bit much. Like she kind of reminds me of somebody's real aunt. You know,
she has to be like, Janet's sister. Otherwise her last name would be. Right. So she can't be Joe's because her last name would be, Heffernan. So when I watched this, I was thinking of her and Janet growing up together, which is shows me how much time I have on my hands sometimes.
Hey, she's still around. You know?
Yeah, she is.
Yep. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. So it's
Where is he?
He's still in Florida, hopefully underneath the big falling anvil.
What?
I left him, Dougie, a month ago. It's the best thing I ever did.
What? You guys have been married for so long. What happened?
Yeah, I just got tired of living my life to save a nickel on a can of tuna fish. That's what happened. Anyway, I'm back up here now for good. And finally, I'm going to live a little.
This is a joke, right? That's what this is. Uncle Hank?
Oh, come on, Dougie. Honey, it's going to be okay. Listen to me.
One thing that I'm really glad they didn't do is make Doug into kind of a sloppy mess when it comes to...
Right.
Emotions and things. We do have moments like that, and I think there's some of the weakest moments in his characters. Like when the dog thing, although it's very funny that Rocky, you know,
Rocky 1, 2, 3, or 4.
When, you know, he was replaced over and over again, I think it's funny, but you know, it's just a little too dopey. And what I like about King of
Queens,
wouldn't
catch on that's the same dog, not once, not twice, not three, but four times.
And what I like about the King of Queens is that very often they do things or say things, or they are have scenarios that you can maybe you've experienced, or you can at least imagine really happening. And some of those things are just so over the top fictional. And they bother me. They really feel out of place to me. Most people probably prefer it to just be funny. But those things just kind of, you know, they step into an area I don't really care for. So let's see.
If it's going to make you feel any better now, I want you to go pour a nice glass of scotch, take a little sip, and bring the rest to me.
Yeah, look at Arthur's laser eyes. It's like the same exact scenario from episode one, but for his case, it doesn't get tired, you know. One thing, how do you feel about when they point out things like over, if you look to the right of the screen, how you could see that it's open? And I mean, it's a movie. Yeah. It's a TV set, of course.
It's a TV set, yeah.
And
that kind of stuff doesn't bother me. I like looking out for it, but it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I don't. Some people just get nuts about it, and it's like, who cares? Like, you know, to me, I'm never distracted by things like that, it doesn't bother me, but it doesn't ruin anything for me either.
One, no,
two,
here we
three.
Go.
You imagine sitting there counting what people are taking.
And he probably didn't make them or pay for them or anything, but he has a lot of ownership in it.
By the way, this is kind of a weird spread. Like, they have a low coffee table, right? They have this thing of macaroni salad and, like, looks like an ashtray.
I know.
Got the deviled eggs. What? I don't know what these are. Dumplings or something?
Could be.
I don't know. What? You got sandwiches. You got this little antipasto. I don't know, maybe some chips.
Four.
This is great.
Four. What kind of an animal eats four deviled eggs?
I have to start clipping all of Arthur's like comments and playing them over and over again.
Oh, excuse me. Huh? Excuse me. You're welcome to one of mine.
What?
Well, please. I couldn't possibly eat both of these. Come on, take them.
Arthur's not used to like somebody being nice to him when he's like having an outburst. I feel like Deacon's worn his shirt back here.
Oh, yeah, he has.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Please excuse my outburst. When it comes to buffet items, I can be a bit of a brute.
I love that. I wish you would revisit that quote. Yeah, throughout the series.
Arthur Eugene Spooner.
Oh, you're Carrie's father. How do you do? I'm Doug's aunt, Sheila Ratnaster.
What a beautiful name.
All right, so that's your favorite episode, the one where Carrie has to make the cake.
I wouldn't say that's my favorite. I'd say my absolute favorite that I could actually reenact if I got the proper people on me is Food Affair, when Doug is having a food affair with Spencer's girlfriend.
That is, I think that's definitely a top 10. Like, definitely, it has rewatch. They all kind of have rewatch value.
Mm-hmm. When he is on the bed talking on the phone with her, and then
he's kicking his feet.
Yeah. Yeah, an Inside Out cheeseburgers, aren't you telling me? Stop it. Then he hooks his feet.
What about, like, getting caught eating salad?
Yes. You would do this to me over a salad? I mean, I could be a piece of fudge or a calzone, but a salad? And then my favorite is, listen here, Cookie. Listen to me, Cookie. If I see another piece of that woman, of your Tupperware in my kitchen again, I'll kill you both.
I love it.
And then he goes, what are you gonna do, whip a biscuit at my head? And the look on her face, he goes, oh god. And then that episode also has one of my favorite. Well, Deacon has a lot of the best lines. When Doug's obsessing the fact that Deacon is now testing the food, and when Deacon goes, you getting busy with this chick or what?
And we get into that every once in a while, like I'm terrible with the titles of the episodes, but the one where Doug is getting when Spence is doing the practical joke and being like the email buddy.
Yeah, that's Goodnight Stalker.
Oh, Goodnight. Yeah. And I don't like, we get into another moment where I think Deacon says something similar. You know, it's like, you interested in this? You know, it's like, what the hell's going on? Like, but yeah, it's definitely a weird type of thing. But what is your least favorite? Like, what's an episode that comes on?
I have three that are my least favorite that I don't watch. The two part of Carrie having a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. I just think that ventures a little too close on Tonight on a Very Special King of Queens.
They're good episodes, but yeah, like I'm not in the mood for it.
Yeah, they just got a little too serious for me, and I just didn't like them. And the other one. Is who greenlit the idea that dropping a dog off in Pennsylvania and abandoning it would be funny? I mean, and Leah Remini is a big animal lover. I'm a big animal lover. We just adopted out a foster dog on Sunday. Yeah. Who thought that was funny? And, you know, when you're watching it, you're like, okay, this didn't happen. The Association for Cruelty to Animals is on the set. They're taking care of better than the people. But who thought that would be funny?
Yeah, that's definitely a questionable one.
Yeah. Right, for sure.
Yeah, one of my least favorite is, and a lot of people really like this one. It's the one where he does a reenactment of a couple different TV shows, like Honeymooners.
I love that one, and a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't resonate with me.
I think because people my age probably like it more because I can remember Brian's Song. I can remember The Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
I can remember I Love Lucy. You know, I can remember, I mean, I Love Lucy in reruns. And so that's why I think if you don't have, like,
I'm 52 though. So, I mean, I grew up with all the same shows.
I mean, the way that Deacon plays, who's the sidekick? Art Carney, the way he plays him is just hysterical.
Now, that's the part, I think the Honeymooners skit was well done, but I just didn't find it funny. Maybe that was a part of it. I love the Honeymooners.
Yeah, when she comes in, she goes, oh, really? I just heard from the beauty parlor, the way she says Paula. Right.
I don't know. I've tried to watch it time and time again. time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just one of those ones that just never really resonated with me. You said there was a third one that you disliked?
I'm counting the miscarriage one was a two-parter.
Oh, okay. So you're counting that as two.
Yeah, that counts as two. And then the other one that was just on, I just didn't really like that much, is when Adam Sandler shows up and now he's the vice principal and they go and egg cars and rob things. I'm like, you really, you know, you're not going to risk your six figure salary to go egg a car. And I mean, I know that in real life, him and Adam,
you know,
are good friends and he wanted to bring him in.
Yeah. I can't really stomach Adam Sandler in general.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like Adam Sandler. Yeah, that's for sure.
And here's the thing. It's not that I dislike him. I think he can be very funny. And there have been things I've seen him in that are genuinely funny. I just, I don't like him. And that episode, especially whenever there's a special guest, it really bugs me when it comes to almost any television show.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Even the Favreau one where Jon Favreau is on it. It's so close to being bad, but it's okay. Like that, well, it's tolerable.
Well, the big question of that is, did Doug lick the trash can? And I think he did.
Why do you
keep asking? Because he's only trying to get his $6 million man thermos out of the garbage
can. Yeah. Like, well, did you? Why do you keep asking?
You know, I watched that one and I counted like four different people said it. Well, did you? The other one, one of my absolute favorites that this is back when it was on in syndication. You have to wait for it to come up. And I counted six different times when they went to the bed and breakfast and then Kelly and Deacon were next door. They had to listen to them get it on six different times. That's so a lot funny. For a weekend. Yeah.
Not for them, though.
Not for that. Not for those two. They have the where there's a will, there's a way. Am I right?
One of the things that I'm working on for the podcast is creating a complete compilation of all the music that the show has.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of music.
There's a lot of music on
it. There's got to be at least 200 songs.
Yeah, they said, let's compile all the music. And again, oh, really? The song. Maybe. Oh, there's a lot. Like
Maybe somebody's done my work for me.
Yeah, Robbie Dupree Steal Away. That was a one hit wonder from the late 70s. That's when they go on strike and they're watching all the real estate thing. Why don't you? It's just a steal away. It's just the music of it. There's no vocal, but there's a lot of good music in that. And
it's a rarity during, because you don't find sitcoms with a lot of music.
During COVID, they did a Facebook watch thing and I watched it on rerun and it was the one where Arthur wasn't in it. It was the one where he would rather sit in a car for 4 hours than watch a play for two, because they sing everything in foreign.
Yeah.
And Michael Whitehorn came on and he said, ask me anything you want. And one of the questions was, what's the deal with inconsistencies? And he said, we don't care. We don't care. We're tasked with entertaining people for 22 minutes. So we don't care that last week they had a dog and this week it's gone. But another question was, how do you do the music? And he goes, actually, our writers are really good. They'll say, and then insert what you want here. And he said, I'm a big fan of the Dave Clark Five. That's why that got mentioned in that one. I know all you are so hip with your Dave Clark Five. That's when he got the job at the mall. And then he goes, then it's just a matter of getting licensing from the publisher. And then off we go.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the number one thing is they had to have spent a good amount of money for the usage. Because I've worked in television and I know how difficult it can be to get a song approved. And very often, if you get one song approved, it's a pretty decent part of your budget.
Right. And like, look at the reunion. They got Karma Chameleon by Culture Club.
No, I mean, I think they had so many songs that were at one point hits. So I think Eye of the Tiger is in there. There's like songs that are not insignificant.
Well, and then even he sang the Jay Giles song, my thing is a centerfold, when he was working out at the gym. And then what was the other one I just had in my mind? I can't think of it, but it was a very popular.
I mean, it's,
yeah, there's so many.
There really are. And so that's something I'm working on. I want to put out some form of a mixtape of them.
Well, even the one with the food affair, they had to get rights to the beginning of Casablanca. You know, because that's playing at the park.
Really?
That's the movie they said, yep.
But they actually,
just remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, yep.
I mean, it's there are some things that are passable. But I guess it also depends on what's in the public domain. But yeah, at that point, it would not have been in public domain. It's only about 50 years old at that point.
Another one of my favorites is where Carrie was completely in the wrong is when Deacon had the chance to bang that stewardess.
Right.
And she stuck her nose in where it didn't belong. Yeah. And I like it when she goes, give me your keys. Well, the last time we had a slumber party or something like that. And yeah, she was completely in the wrong. And a line I say all the time is, she ain't ugly. That's for darn tootin'. I'm not going to tell you, I'm happily married and I'm a heterosexual woman, but I think even I would have taken a run at Melanie. She was a very beautiful woman.
Right. But yeah, I really like Leah Remini. I think she's a great straight woman, but she knows how to tell a joke and she certainly knows how to do to run her lines, you know.
She does.
But so Doug is really upset over Aunt Sheila's leaving his uncle, and he's just kind of just really upset. So Kyrie's gonna try to like cheer him up.
Yep. Watch. Bring watch.
You're so lucky. You're lucky.
Yeah. You're lucky.
Honey, it still is our anniversary, and I still have a little frosting left.
I like frosting.
So Arthur comes in.
Am I interrupting?
That's amazing.
No, Dad, no.
Douglas.
I love how formal he is. He takes his hat off.
I'd like to talk to you about your Aunt Sheila.
Look, Arthur, she's a nice lady. If she ate the last chicken wing or potato puff, I'm sorry.
No, I found her quite enchanting. In fact, with your permission, I'd like to woo her.
So Doug is against it right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie convinces him to change his mind, and, you know, they're both kind of lonely and everything. So let's see.
That well is run dry.
Yeah.
You know what? That well is run real dry. Right?
Trying to convince, like, to do the, to look at the ring again. Sorry, I'm just... So let's see. Spence comes over. What am I skipping over here?
Yeah, he comes over to drop off the photographs, and they're all of Sarah.
Oh, right. So he comes, but he literally wants to drop them off and run.
Sure.
Yeah, goodbye. Yeah.
Wait, hang on, honey. Let me take a look at them. I might want some copies or something.
They're all framed really weird. I think the lab screwed up. It serves me right for using.
Did you have this mugs thing in the 80s?
I did not. The home I grew up in, we didn't have that either.
Kodak.
Kodak.
Sarah by the door. Sarah by the couch. Sarah on the couch. Sarah bending over the couch. How did you get this one of her sleeping?
Look, I'm really, really sorry, and I promise I'll make it up to you guys. I swear.
All right, don't worry about it, Spence. Just get some help, okay?
This is very funny. Let's see. Arthur comes in. He's dressed nice. He even has pomade in his hair, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Handsome, doesn't he, Doug?
Yeah, he's a sweet piece of man candy.
So where are you going to take her?
I guess that diner over on Continental Avenue. I'm a little short on the moolah this month.
So Doug digs deep.
All right, look, Arthur, here you go, all right?
No, I'll be fine.
No, come on, here. Take her someplace nice, all right? You have lobster. It's very nautical.
It's like $40. Back in those days, you could, like, manage to do it. So next day, quickly, everybody's...
She went down the stairs. Now she come back up. She saw him in bed spooning, and now she's really going to... Oh, here she goes down. Yep.
That's so funny. I love, like, seeing the stuff in the background, too. There's so much weird stuff. Like, we have this, like, fish. And the face is just, she's mortified.
No, she's like, ew.
Arthur's face.
Well, there you are.
Yes, there I am.
So how'd your dad's date go, huh?
Very well. Or not so well, depending on whether you're him... Or you. You know what, honey? You're late for work. The watch ring doesn't lie. Let's go.
You know my shift doesn't start till 9.
Not till 9? Is that right? Maybe you want to go a little early and, kiss up?
What's going on?
So the big reveal comes.
Hi, Doug. Hello, sweetheart. Yes, this is a little awkward, isn't it? But what the hell? I need my coffee.
Aunt Sheila? It's Aunt Sheila.
He's like...
Well...
He's like spent when he walks in on his mom and she's like, can you give me a ginger ale?
Grab me a ginger ale. Be a sweetie.
It looks like her, hun.
Morning, kids. Morning, my sweet.
Hello, my dear.
Oh, he's a kimono on. It's just, there's a rip in it. I just noticed.
Take a call.
I noticed that last night, too.
Doug's aunt's coming in right behind you.
Oh, stop it. You're so terrible, but so, so cute.
Well, thanks again for giving me that extra money. I think the lobster put me right over the top.
With the hand gesture. So Doug is clearly very upset. And I mean, if they were to like get married, that would make Doug his...
It's like step-uncle. But then she also wanted to know if... how old Sheila was and has she had menopause. And he's like, I don't know. And he goes, well, what if they got pregnant? He goes, I'd have, what was it? My little brother would be my brother-in-law or something like that. He goes, I hear banjo music.
But that would make them cousins, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Cousins.
Yeah, yep. Second cousins, but still. So we go to the movies, see Doug's face. Yeah,
don't.
This is pretty much.
Don't look, don't look, don't look, don't look.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to sob it up, Kevin.
This isn't so bad as long as he keeps his hands ready. Oh, God.
All right. So we have our regular scene at this point where the Heffernans are in bed. And we have the music playing in the background.
Doug, what is the matter?
Nothing.
Then why do you keep muttering my father's name and cursing?
You know what? It's that music. I just know they're doing something down there, and I can't do something with you when he's in the same house doing something with her.
Come on. Yes, she can.
No, I can't. Trust me.
Trust me. They are probably just dancing, you know?
I love this so much. It's like timed perfectly for this.
Oh, my father, he loves to dance. Now, come on. Do that thing you do.
Why isn't he fixing the record?
Honey, they will. It just takes time to walk over and do it.
Oopsie.
To those people listening who never listen to a record, sometimes they get a scratch and they'll skip.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So Spence comes and it's just, what do you think of Spence? A lot of people are kind of conflicted.
Spence.
Me too.
I know Spence can be very dividing, but I like Spence probably because I like Patton Oswalt a lot too. But I like Spence. I think him and Danny would be a lot of fun to hang out with.
I think Patton Oswalt was at one time my favorite stand-up comedian. He had a brilliant like stand-up. I don't know if he still does stand-up, but it's really an interesting. If you look it up, he's has this great stuff from this era, like late 90s. And of course, he has a huge career, probably out of everyone on the show, the biggest career.
Mm-hmm.
He also has a book about film that's halfway decent. So I do think it's very sad what happened to his wife.
That was very sad.
She's a true crime writer, and she just passed away in her sleep. And it's very just tragic.
Yep, she had taken some Ambien and some other things and sadly it killed her.
Young girl.
I still remember him. He sent his daughter to school and then went to school and said, what do I tell her? What do I do? And one of the, he goes, the best piece of advice I got for us, tell her in the sunshine. Don't tell her in the dark.
Because
she was very little. I think she was only like 8 or 9.
Yeah, how do you? It's not something anybody should have to go through.
No.
Gotcha. Look, I went through the anniversary photos, and I managed to cut and paste some of them and get you and Carrie together in a few shots. Trouble is, you're slightly different sizes.
Which, of course, reminds us of that painting with Carrie's
I was
going to
say the same thing, yes. I know, and I have a picture of me and my husband. We were up in Bemidji, and I have this short sleeve shirt on, and I turn around, and my one arm looks just gigantic, and my other arm looks really small.
Well, this one's nice, where it looks like I'm standing in the palm of her hand.
Isn't it? I'll make you 8x10s, my treat.
This is kind of like hilarious. Like, he finally has a moment to speak with Sarah.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
What was your name again?
Stan.
Stan, right?
What the hell?
Stan, that's right. Listen, I'm so glad I ran into you. See, I was looking through the pictures from the anniversary party, and, you know, something about them was so great.
Thank you.
So the thing is, my agent says I need some new shots for my portfolio, and I was thinking, could you maybe take them? I mean, I can't pay you a lot, but, you know, just as a favor.
Well, I can only do it evenings. Or if daytime's better, I can quit my job.
Yeah. That's just kind of funny. Let's see. Arthur comes into the scene, kind of hints that he got no sleep.
Either if you get my drift.
Whoops.
Morning, Doug.
Yeah, morning. You look tired.
I didn't get much sleep.
I didn't either, if you get my drift.
Do ya? I get it!
Do ya?
All right, leave me alone!
Actually, Doug, I didn't just come up here for playful banter.
Then go back.
Well, before I do, I want to talk to you about Aunt Sheila. Once again, I stand before you seeking your permission.
Permission for what? What do you want to do now? What do you want to stick her in go-go boots, make her dance in a cage?
No, I plan to ask her to become the fourth and hopefully final Mrs. Arthur Spooner.
That's crazy. Also, his house just burned down and his wife just died 4 episodes ago.
Yeah, that was Tessie, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he was married to Florence Henderson.
Now, all right, do you remember what her name was?
Okay, let me see.
That wasn't Tessie, right?
That was Lily, the Lily darling.
Lily. Oh, yeah, that you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So do we have any other flashbacks? So we know that Carrie's mother.
Yep.
And
she died.
There's another missing one.
Yep, and then she died, and then he married Tessie, and then I think Lily. Because Lily had to be there because
yeah, they were grown. He did say fourth and final. So that,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to marry her? What are you, insane?
I know what you're thinking. Why buy the cow when you're getting the milk free? Well, the fact is, I love that cow.
Well, you know what? You can't have that cow, okay? I'll tell you what, no more milk either. That's it, all right? Permission denied.
Well, I don't need your permission, Douglas. Asking for it was just my charming way of breaking the news to you.
The hand gestures are just amazing. Mm-hmm. So Doug goes to tell on Arthur.
Oh.
I Carrie!
What?
Could you come down here, please?
I'm in the shower.
Yeah, well, your father wants to marry my aunt.
Tell him no.
I did.
What'd he say?
He said he's doing it anyway.
I'll be right down.
Ah, now you're screwed.
So let's see. So Doug leaves to go confront Aunt Sheila directly, who's staying in a pretty nice hotel, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Dougie. I was expecting someone else. Do you want to come in?
No.
I just want to see. Are we wearing... G-Shock watch.
Oh, hi, Dougie. I was expecting someone else. Do you want to come in?
No, I can't. I'm running late for work as it is. But look, I really need to talk to you about Arthur.
Arthur, yes. He's such a free spirit, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a barrel of monkeys. Look, I know this is none of my business, but I really think you need to put the brakes on this relationship thing before things go too far.
How much farther can they go? We've already pleasured each other in every way.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
I think they could have made her more of a hippie. I think it would have been more in line with her, like, you know, free spirit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you don't understand. Arthur, he's going to ask you to marry him. Now, I know you may be tempted to do this, but I'm telling you, if you rush into this, you, Arthur, and I are going to regret it for the rest of our lives.
I don't want to marry Arthur.
You don't?
No.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I smell eggs.
Hiya, Joe. I'll be right in.
You're dating Garver?
I met him at your party. I had a very good night. Let's face it, I looked hot.
So Doug realized she's really just sowing her oats. You know, she's
allowed to sow her oats. Yep.
She's newly single and she's catching up with.
Yep.
She's having a good time. Clearly. Yeah,
yeah. Clearly.
I think everyone else is too.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
What are you doing here, Heffernan? You came here to poison her against me?
No. I mean, well, yes, but no, look, you can't go in there.
Step aside. I don't want to have to remove you. Nor do I think I could.
Look, Arthur, I really think we need to talk.
Hey, what your aunt and I have is something beautiful.
So, you know, they're kind of going back and forth, and he finally just kind of,
yeah.
I mean, what can you do?
He's trying to spare him the heartache, and he just got his lemon seed for himself.
Yep.
Yeah.
We just have a little tense moment with Doug just waiting. Poor Arthur. Heart is crushed.
Heartbroken. Yeah.
What are you looking at?
And the way that Doug puts his hand on his back when they get in the elevator is really sweet.
Yeah, like they kind of get together, they're waiting for this elevator.
Yeah. Kind of like we've all been there, guy.
So that was a sweet little thing at the end. Let's see. Arthur falls asleep while reading. And Sarah comes in. Whoops. I'll just let the whole scene play.
Your dad asleep?
Yeah. I read to him from one of his Time Life books on how to build a deck. Put him right out.
Nah. He's a tough guy. He'll bounce back from this.
So Sarah coming in as like the slutty librarian, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I mean that with total respect.
Yes.
But she looks absurd. She looks like Harry Potter, actually.
Hey, where's Spence? What happened to the photo shoot?
We're done.
What do you mean you're done? You just started 5 minutes ago.
So weird. And he put the film in the camera, and as soon as I started posing, he shot his entire roll in like 10 seconds. And then he runs off saying nothing like this has ever happened before.
They always say that.
Now, I'll be honest. I grew up very kind of sheltered. The first time this aired, I didn't get any of that.
Oh, really?
Completely over my head. Yes, completely over my head.
I'm looking at the news here. I don't see anything that really stands out as being like too mm-hmm. timely. We get this little shot of Doug. And that's about it. That's where our little episode ends.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great episode. I think it's an underrated one. On Paramount Plus, when you pull it up, it has the iconic episodes, and this one isn't in it. And I agree. I don't think it's an iconic one. The iconic ones are like the pole dancing one. That's on there. The Food Affair one is on there.
Yeah, there's just so many. I mean, there are 207 episodes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know, it's a really, you know, it's weird because you don't really think of this show as running for nearly a decade. But it did. And yeah, it's very eye-opening, but there's so many episodes, they're all going to get covered. And
it's really too bad that this show never got the love in terms of Emmys or anything that it did. In fact, years ago, there was a thing, TV Land did like a Legends of TV or of Show Business, and the guy that played Deacon was there, and then Gary Valentine was there, mm-hmm. and because they didn't think Jerry Stiller was going to win, and he did. Mm. But yeah, I mean, I think it got compared a little bit to Seinfeld, and that was set in Manhattan. This was seen as more blue collar, set in Queens. Yeah. But it just was a very underrated show, and it's really too bad because I think it's one of the classics of all time. I mean, it's up there for sure.
Yeah, for me personally, I consider it, and I've said this before, probably the last great American sitcom.
I agree,
but for the reasons like. I think that there are other sitcoms that are well-written and funny, but this one, there's no agenda. There's no politics. There's no politics.
There's no religion. He touches a little bit on religion, but it's very, very harmless. Like when they're going to go to church.
Yeah, and they pray.
He says, you know, Yeah, and it was meant more for comedy. He wasn't trying to force anybody to become Catholic, you know.
As a matter of fact, I don't even know if you could say that whether they're Catholic or Christian or what they are, you know, because it's
I think they talk about going to mass, and I think the guy was, because didn't they say Father so-and-so got a bad case of halibut or something like that?
They do, but that can all, there are different, like, I'm Jewish, but I happen to know a lot about Christianity, but there are just so many different sects of Christianity where you could have fathers and reverends.
I think I think in real life, Kevin James is a pretty devout Catholic. I just assumed they were Catholic too, but that's just me assuming.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
and that's another reason I like the show, is that it shouldn't matter. But Kevin James has been married to the same woman for over 20 years. Yeah. There's no hint of scandal, no bankruptcy, no fighting with this. I mean, he loves his family so much. In real life, his parents are named Joe and Janet.
Right. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. but yeah, I love the show, clearly. And but Lynn, I hope that I can invite you to come back on very soon.
I would love to come back on. And just so you know, I've actually seen Kevin James twice. I flew to Buffalo, New York to see him a year ago in June. Mm. And then about last May, me and my dog drove to Ann Arbor, Michigan to see him.
Nice.
And Gary Valentine actually opened for him in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I think they toured together for a while. I saw him playing Connecticut, and his brother was opening for him, but I missed half of it, his brother. But yeah, I got to see the whole Kevin James performance. I thought it moved very well. It was funny, and I like his comedy. I just really do. I really enjoy it.
I do too. I mean, he just does. Like I said, he's clean. Mm. He talks, and he got some big laughs when he talked about, he goes, yeah, I'm the father of four kids, and my youngest, we went to school conferences, and my youngest, she's in third grade, or is she in fourth grade? You know, she might be in fifth grade, and everyone just laughed, because that's such a dad thing to not really know what grade your kids are in, you know?
Right. but yeah, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate you taking the time to do it.
Not a problem.
Got 200 more episodes to go, so you'll definitely hear from me.
And I have so much King of Queens merch. It's ridiculous. I got a shirt that says Shuddy. I have one that has just the logo on it. I have a knit cap that has the logo on it. And true story, then I'll be done. My old car, the license plate was 555 logs.
Funny.
And then I was at I'm a special ed teacher, and I was at the setting that I just absolutely hated. And I'm very, very good and very, very professional with my paperwork. But I was so annoyed at administration that at the end of you write an IEP, and there's a thing called a PWN. And it says, if you have any questions, contact Lynn Blank, your case manager. And honest to God, my right hand to God, I wrote 952-555 logs. And I hit save and I hit send, and it gave me the biggest laugh, and I have no regrets.
I considered naming the podcast 555 Logs, but it's just a little too niche. Like, it's a little
Years ago, I was in I still am in a Facebook group. And Facebook group on the King of Queens, and I got my checks, and I said, if anybody questions my dedication to the show, because my checks came in and it said, you can reach me at 555 logs. I wanted to say you need to shuddy, but I thought Minnesota Department of Transportation would think, or DMV would think it was too aggressive, but I'll try.
Too funny. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Lynn, thank you again. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Yeah, anytime. If you do it on the food affair, or the other good one is Inescapable, when they get up and then the cat Marmalade thinks that he's Doug Jr. or
I just Ed watched Jr. it the other night, which is really funny.
No,
we don't talk about Ed Jr. in his house.
We don't talk about Ed Jr. And then he shows up at the end. I'm home, Pop.
Yeah, that wig. Holy moly!
I know.
But yeah, they're all getting covered. So we'll talk more.